Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle once again with Dog Days of Podcasting for day 24 in the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Although we only have another week left, so you better hurry or you join next year. Yeah, think about that. If you're listening and might want to do this, it's not too difficult. In real time, it is August 24th. And since Amy did her Dragon Con schedule, I will also share mine here for those that will be there. Look forward to seeing you. Donna and I arrive on Wednesday. We'll check in at the Embassy Suites. We were unable to get the Hilton. Don't ask. That was a big cluster last year. Called basically every day going, can we book yet? No. Can we book yet? No. We have a new reservation system installed. Called one day, is it, can we book yet? Oh, we're all full. Unless you want to pay some ridiculous amount like $800 a night. I said, pass. So we're going back to the Embassy Suites. Bigger room, a little bit of a walk, but there's also some fine food establishments that we kind of missed last year. So this will be a nice variety for Donna. Not having the convenience, of course, of going, hey, we got to do a show. Let's just go down the elevator. It's going to be bring what you can and don't forget anything. Thursday, we'll do our badge pickup and parade wristbands. I'll spend a lot of time distributing those to our parade goers who will be there. Looking forward to seeing everybody for the parade again. Thank you, everybody. We have a wonderful chat group that goes on all year long, and everybody's birthdays and people, kids being born and weddings and anniversaries. It's a family that you only get to see once a year. Looking forward to that. 10 p.m. Thursday is karaoke in Hilton Galleria 7. Looking forward to that. We had a wonderful time doing two of those last year. Looking forward to doing it again. Friday, not much there except Pizza Friday on my schedule. And then kick back. Maybe Friday night we do some in-room karaoke. I am bringing the Rodecaster Duo, a couple of mics, some equipment to keep it wireless. I'll have the ukulele with me pretty much the whole weekend. Except maybe... maybe for Saturday's parade. I don't think Farnsworth can use the Finglonger and an ukulele at the same time. So Saturday will be a parade. Come back. By the time we get back and clean up and everything, it's noon. Take a nap and poof. You know, it's Friday, Saturday evening. Saturday is another karaoke session, 10 p.m. Same place, Hilton Galleria 7. Downstairs in the Hilton. Way back, if you're in Trader Vic's, it's right next door. Or it's like the last thing you see before you go into Trader Vic's from the Hilton side, not from the street side. We'll figure that all out. Sunday, a couple of shows. We've got our Topic is Trek at 4 p.m. in Hilton Galleria, whatever it is, 2 and 3. I forget what the number is there, but same place as Star Trek panel always is. We're honored to be back. Clinton and Craig and I will be doing that. We've got some fun stuff planned this year. A lot of great stuff. We started planning 2-3 months ago. It's been a while. So we've put our heart and soul into it again. It is participation recommended. Okay, you have no choice. If you're showing up, you're probably going to be part of the show, whether you like it or not. Hope that didn't scare anybody off. Then 7 p.m., we ask you to come back to Hilton Galleria 7. It's kind of like our home. We had to just put up a sign there. For Comedy Forecast, Technorama, and Friends, we've been doing this show. I think this is year number 11 on that one. Could be wrong. I think we started in 2014, so 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, it'll be our 10th anniversary or the 11th show, whichever way you want to count that. Looking forward to doing that again. We have, again, lots of fun stuff lined up, and audience participation is welcome. Monday, Don and I are going to return back to Phoenix, and then Tuesday is what we're calling a ServiceNow Wellbeing Day. And I realized that this is my last two-day weekend of my life. And when I go back to work on Monday, it will be my last Monday I ever have to go back to work. That's kind of sobering. The end is coming fast now. But real quick, before I wrap up the real-time stuff, Amy, keep those thank you notes. Keep those positive vibes. Make a digital scrapbook if you like. If you've got a real piece of an artifact, like a thank you card or a kind note that somebody wrote, keep them for a rainy day. They really can be a nice blessing. The other thing that I like to have is pictures of the good times. You know, I've got a rolling photo frame a tablet that sits on the kitchen counter that just goes through and shows pictures of anything from when my kids were little to Dragon Con to our work conferences, just the good times in our lives that keep you going through the sad times. Today, I do the AV at church. I think I've mentioned this before. And I was asked to do the live streaming for a memorial service, a funeral for, I didn't know this gentleman, but listening to his family and whatnot, he seemed like a really cool guy. He was a Navy veteran from Korean War. Guy lived to be almost 92. He was married to his wife, who was sitting there in the front row for 71 years. Really neat. And, you know, as gloomy as it might sound to go to a funeral, especially, you know, somebody you didn't really know, it really puts a sense of appreciation in your heart. Like, wow, you know, there's some really cool people in the world, and you know, very thankful to all who served. I always come out of there going, phew, you know, I need to be a little kinder to people around me. I need to tell the ones that are around me I love them. I need to, you know, just, it's like resetting that or tweaking, I don't know what you want to call it, the moral compass a little bit, or your sense of purpose or why you're here, and appreciation of those around you. It may sound kind of crazy, but if you have the chance, go to a funeral. It's crazy. I know it sounds like the weirdest thing to say now that I've said it, but I've gotten a lot out of it. I've done about 3 or 4 of these, and this one was a little trickier because the guy was about the same age as my dad. They've been married about the same years as my parents, and I could see the lady up front, and she reminded me of my mom. So I just had to focus on camera work at that one. All right, let's go back into the Wayback Machine to the road to retirement. I think I said recovery at least once or twice on the last show. This is the road to retirement. This is for Monday, July 29th. Wow, almost a month ago already, but I will catch us up. Trust me. 39 days and counting. I was out for my morning walk. The neighbors congratulated me. They must have seen it on social media or something. I was out there, and they've got 2 dogs, and I like to carry the dog treats, and the dogs absolutely love me. They can spot me if I'm like 2 blocks behind them. They will stop their owners and go, "Here comes the guy with the treats." So, I invited them over for the retirement party that I got in September. September 21st. If anybody's in the Phoenix area, I'd love to see you. Also needed to start working on backing up my work files, videos, and other projects I may want to keep. I've got a lot of artifacts, a lot of assets that I don't know if you'd actually call it stealing, but there are projects that I don't want to lose sight of. I don't know if I'll ever use them again. But there's some information in there should somebody say, "Hey, I'd love to talk to you about blah." And I go, "Oh, I got that right here." Or maybe some files that I was working on a work project went, "Oh, you know, I had some scripts that, you know, would work," like scripts as in programming scripts, not scripts as in video scripts that I would read. Or maybe it's both. I did set the worktop laptop aside. This was the day that I was going to try flying solo on the new personal laptop, and realize there's still lots of details to configure that new personal laptop. Like, I got on Zoom on Monday morning meeting, and it wasn't ready for the camera. I went, "Oh man, take of it," because I don't use the built-in camera because it gives you that up-the-nose look. So I have a Logitech Brio that sits on top of one of the monitors. Didn't recognize that. I had to say, "Hey, welcome to the club," and use that monitor. I was also producing some podcast material, and I use Apple Music to encode into MP3. I don't export right out of Audacity into MP3. I use the encoder in Apple Music because it's just a better encoder, in my opinion. And I can always slap in the album art and the labels and lyrics and all that stuff just real quick. It's just quicker for me. And of course, Apple Music defaults to AAC format, so I had to change that. Just little details. Adding my printer. Got a Canon T6000 series, something or other. And I went back to get something off of the old work laptop. I say old like it's got cobwebs on it by this time, but no, it's just the work laptop, I should call it. And it wouldn't do file sharing. I was just using this over the weekend, like a day before. It worked. So I couldn't really figure it out. So I said, well, maybe I can use a workaround and copy them to my NAS first, or maybe directly to the NAS, which I thought was forbidden because you can't write to a thumb drive, but you can write to a network attached storage. This seems a little wonky, but okay. I went for it and it worked. I also had to download the latest version of Audacity and notice that they updated their UI in 3.6, 3.6.1, whatever it is. I went, oh, yippee. Our book, The Podcasting for Dummies 5th Edition, has been out for a whole week and the images are now out of date. Hooray. I was like, that figures, doesn't it? The UI hasn't changed in decades, and all of a sudden, the week after the book comes out, someone goes, you know what I think? I do like the new UI better. It's got some nice touches, some nice tweaks. I think it was version 3 or 3.5, one of the later versions where you no longer have to hit F1 to start moving things around. You can just grab the title of any clip and slide it around. It's like, yay! I'm not constantly going F1. F5, F1, F5, F1, F5. Just need to do what I need to do. I also made some lunch plans for, and I may have mentioned this, apologies if I talked about my schedule when I get to San Diego on the 6th, but this is when I started making plans with the friends in San Diego who went, can you get here by lunch on Friday? And I went, no, how about the 10th, Tuesday? I went, yay, okay, we'll do that. And I have to... I have to get a visitor badge on Tuesday the 10th. That's going to be sad. I could possibly keep my own badge and just see how good our security people are about turning it off and say, hey, I wonder if this works. All right, that's 12 minutes. I am going to give you a rundown of the end of July and the first few days of August tomorrow. So stick around. Oh, quick update on the bathroom. The repair crew fixed up our bathroom, the hole in the ceiling and whatnot today. I was, of course, at the memorial service, but Donna was texting me pictures and whatnot. I went, great, looks good. They got the drywall up on the ceiling. They got the insulation in there. They got holes cut for the lights. So I will be wiring the lights and we will be painting and we should be good to go. Don't think we're going to get all that done before Dragon Con. I'll try to get the wiring done ASAP. And I don't know if we have enough paint, but we're going to find out. We're going to find out. If not, we'll get more. We know how to do that, right? Just paint. And we'll get that started. If not, we'll hit it in the days between Dragon Con and San Diego. If not, we'll get it when we get back from San Diego. There's plenty of time. I just want to make sure that bathroom is back in ship shape by the time we have the retirement party on September 21st. Should not be a problem, but I don't want to let it drag out. We got lucky with the timing. We got lucky with the cost. We got lucky with the lack of damage and lucky to be here. Well, until next time, everybody take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.